The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
What will make it all go away? This will make it all better if him and Jazzy Jeff would just go out on fucking tour. Can we get a new album? I mean, I don't want to hear nothing that's about Will Smith. I want to hear about the Fresh Prince. I want the Fresh.
They got a new era of Fresh Prince. Now that new little guy who plays Will Smith.
I know. I want the old Fresh Prince back. I want to hear nothing else about Will Smith. I want to hear about Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince died when Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know what? Jazzy Jeff. I saw Jazzy Jeff. I went to a Hip Hop 50 and Jazzy Jeff was there. Will Smith wasn't there. No. I saw Dougie Fresh. I saw Rakim. I saw everybody. I saw Cool Mo D and Big Daddy Kane. And I saw Jazzy Jeff. It was all marketing, you know. Jazzy Jeff, he had the little song, yeah, Summertime, and But you know what? Once he got into acting, he was an actor,
yeah,
Wild Wild West, whatever. You know, he was an actor. He's not a, I don't consider him a hip hop artist.
See, now I do. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the other day when all this whole Jada stuff broke out, when she was talking about they've been separated for, you know, all these years or whatever. I said to myself, you know, the only thing that's gonna make me feel better is if I go back and listen to some of his music. And so I went back to some of his first songs, because that boy was rapping and just was stretching. And I mean, I was like,
it was a clean.
I think that we forget though. I think we forget how talented. I challenge you to go back and listen to A Brand New Funk. Parents just don't understand all of those old school hip hop rap songs that he did. I mean, before Miami, and he was in Bad Boys too, when him and Jeff was on those Fresh Fest tours and they was opening up for Houdini. Girl, they were bad.
That time has come and gone. You know what? If I see it's kind of like Frankie Beverly. Frankie Beverly, your time is over. You need to go ahead and rest. I'm sorry if you didn't make all the money you needed to make. I don't want to see an Ohio player.
Don't talk about Frankie Beverly. You are not allowed to come to the
barbecue. I'm telling you, you better leave the past in the past. Ma'am, just like Jada.
Ma'am. Okay, Jada. So have you seen him recently since he got older?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, so talk to me about the concert that you...
The concert was his grandson sang the whole song, and he had us singing the whole time. So I figure... I'll pay the money to go see him, but I already know his voice is very, very worn. He's elderly. He's an elderly man.
Yeah. And you know who else, girl, and I didn't know this, but Eddie LaVert was singing on stage in a recliner.
Girl, they dance is old.
Girl, so what do you do? I was just like, oh my God, Eddie don't need.
We gotta let it go. You know, we gotta remember the time. You know, Michael Jackson said, "Remember the times." We gotta go back and remember the times when we went out and we was partying. We wore all white and we saw Frankie Beverly and Maze at Essence. We gotta just remember those times, because we keep trying to relive it over and over. It's kind of like a song that, you know, you just kind of live it over. You wanted to have that same feeling you had that first time. We had it already. Let them move on. I don't want to go to no other concert, because I ain't paying all that money to go see all these people. Now Beyonce and Taylor Swift gonna put their concerts on a movie screen after people done paid thousands and thousands of dollars.
Girl, I'm mad. Okay, I'm gonna just say I'm mad, because
it's all about the economics around here. I
could have just seen the whole damn thing for $12. I would have seen the whole damn thing for $12.
You get that effect. Like I said, it's that euphoria that they say you get that very first time. It's you trying to chase it. Once you get that one time, you're good. I saw Beyonce one time, 2017, when I took my daughter, and it was the most amazing thing. So when people are like, oh my God, it was just so amazing. I said, I know she can do some amazing things. She can walk on water and not even get wet.
Girl, toes ain't even wet. Toes come out dry.
So, you know, she come out, she, you know, she can do the lithograms and the holograms and the disograms. She, you know, she got it. And I get it, but I don't have to see it 20 times. And I think that's where that marketing come in. That's what we're starting to see. Ice Cube. We ain't seen Ice Cube, but it's the 50-year hip hop. But I'm going to take him. I'm going to take him this year. But Ice Cube may not come out next year. So they, I don't want to see Ice T. I don't want to see Ice Cube. DJ, I don't want to see LL Cool J.
Short. Right, right. Those times have come. So they do they get a pass for the 50th hip hop anniversary?
They get a pass for 50 years. They get a pass between now. I'll give them all the way to December, maybe even January. After that, don't be telling me nothing about no 50 years of hip hop. I'm good. It ended in 2023. Now, if y'all make it to 75 years of hip hop, if y'all make it to 60 years of hip hop, we can do this again. But I'm telling you, you know, Maze, the Isley Brothers, every version of the Temptations that you can find. I think they was auditioning for some Temptations again. You know, they got like 10 versions of the Temptation. You don't even know who you're gonna get. And Raphael Sadiq, he over there. He told Tony he was going to tour with them, and all of a sudden, he going to go by himself. He don't even like them.
That's all he do. I couldn't believe that they got him on the stage together. I was very surprised to see that. And I think that was
the pull. We hadn't seen them. You'd be like, Tony coming. Because everybody in Houston was mad. They got there, and they was like, who are them people? Because Raphael Sadiq wasn't there. This was years ago. So now that they were able to kind of come to some agreement to do a reunion tour or whatever, then that's cool. But you know what? One and done for me. I'm gonna take one and done. I'm a savor that last member, because you're gonna mess it up if you come out there and
in a recliner. Girl, when I saw, because you know the OJs are known for their steps and their moves and dancing and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to see a pip. I don't want to see that. I saw Patti LaBelle, and I bet she was on that stage all of like 15 minutes. Took her shoes off and got off the stage. She was good them 15 minutes, but you know what? I'm gonna remember the old Patti LaBelle next time, because she was at Essence a couple of years ago, and she did really, really good. But you know, you got to make room.
Okay, so how do you know when it's time? Because that is difficult. Because in your mind, you still got it. You still got it in your heart, but you get on that stage, like you said, because I have to tell you, the last time I saw Frankie Beverly, I felt bad for him.
Now listen, we'll get back to the podcast in a minute, but first.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future, a plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Here comes the sun. We all know that solar power can be a big part of the solution for our energy needs. Solar power is clean, renewable, and best of all, that sunshine is cheap and plentiful. Sure, it sounds great to have solar energy added to the mix, but how are you going to do that? The answer is easier than you think. The answer is Community Solar. Community Solar lets you join a solar farm that produces energy on your behalf. Electricity is produced by your solar farm and goes out to your local power grid. That allows you as a Community Solar member to remain with Xcel as your utility and earn solar credits, reducing your normal bill. You save big on electricity while you save the environment. And you can do your part to support clean energy without installing solar panels on your roof. That's right. There's no home visits, no equipment, new equipment, construction, or maintenance. You don't even need to own your home to be a member of a solar farm. Renters can enroll and save too. Right now, if you go to mycleanchoice.com/Shaletta, you can get a $100 Visa gift card when you successfully enroll and are placed on a farm. Check it out. You can sign up for your membership in 3 minutes flat. Shaletta listeners, get going with Community Solar and get that $100 Visa gift card. Once again, your first step is to go to mycleanchoice.com/Shaletta.
Remember how excited those kids were when they got their new gaming consoles? Kind of like how excited I was when I got that new desktop computer. But now, those electronics are old, just gathering dust and taking up space. But I know I don't want it to be taking up space in a landfill. old electronics commonly contain toxic metals like lead, mercury, and cadmium, and that can contaminate the environment. Did you know that Ramsey County now offers electronic waste disposal through a partnership with Repowered in St. Paul? Dated electronics can be recycled or refurbished and kept out of our waste stream. And even better, it's free for Ramsey County residents. So collect up all your unwanted phones, TVs, VCRs, keyboards, printers, and other electronics that you have stuffed in your closet, basement, or garage. They can be recycled or refurbished and kept out of our waste stream. And don't worry, all the data will be physically destroyed or electronically wiped. To find out more about this new electronics recycling service, go to ramseycounty.us/electronics. That's ramseycounty.us/electronics. Remember, recycling is for everyone.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
I did. I thought, oh my God.
And Porsche is trying to sing that. And then he said, y'all, come on.
Yeah, girl, and you sing it. Come on, y'all.
You sing it. Y'all. We were singing, the grandson came out, and everybody came out. I said, you know, that time is, you know, I don't know when it's going to be over, because you know what? Everybody wants that limelight. And that's where I'm going to go back to Jada. You want that spark. You want what you got on A Different World, or you want what you got with, you know, whatever, you know, Low Down Dirty Shame, or whatever that notoriety you got from whatever movie it was, Poetic Justice. You want that.
But it's over.
It's over. I mean, you know, it's past, and it's like, savor it. Go off. I want people to just go. You made all that money. You had all that fun. If you were good with your money, go off with your money. I feel like everybody trying to, it's like the church. It's like, let's pass the offering again. They want to keep passing this offering tray, making us pay for the first, and they ain't been about nothing, because their pockets is empty. Now they want to empty our pockets. They don't want us to leave until our pockets are empty too. So
yeah, because it's like, okay, you watched the show, you bought the products that we advertised, then you saw the movie. Okay, there your movie tickets. Now buy the book. You know, it's like, damn. What more do you want? Yeah, you know, time is gone.
I'm like, you know, and it makes me, I would not be surprised. They better have some money, because if they doing all of this because the money is run out, because you know,
I don't think the money is run out, but I think that, like you said, it's a relevance thing, and they want to keep being out there. And for old school artists, I think they're having a hard time, and old school actors and actresses, I think they're having a hard time balancing this new age social media with the way that they've always done things. So they still want to use a publicist, but they got to get on Twitter. They want to get on Twitter, but they still want to send out a news release. It's just like they're trying to balance the two worlds, and it's very difficult. And they're looking at Kim Kardashian, and she ain't lost no cool points. She done had sex tapes and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's still relevant. She's still out there. And they're like, but she ain't even doing nothing. Somehow her mama done put a little sprinkle dust in the air, and poof, you know, everybody's captivated by her for just walking down the damn street.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I hope that Jada has not forgotten one thing. She is a Black woman.
Yeah.
And we can't do what they do. Mm-mm. We can't act like they act. We can't be like they be. Mm-hmm. We have to do things a certain way, and we are different. We are different creatures, different animals in society, and people are going to treat us the same. They have demonized her. Like I said, I think she the devil. With the way she acting and how she has treated this man, I just can't believe, if this is her husband and a man that she loves. You know, we've all been in love, but what is she doing that she was dehumanized this man the way she's done? That's the part that's getting me.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think she wanted them Armitage. That's them people that from Get Out. I'm convinced that she didn't put something in that tea. She didn't took him to another zone. And I don't know if he can get out. I think he's like mesmerized, hypnotized, whatever she has done to that man. And he probably sitting over there thinking, okay, well, Jada, let her go on and do
it. Well, wait. Now, you know, she knows where all the skeletons are buried. Mm-hmm. Do you think that she got something?
I'm pretty sure it's something. Because what black man do you know ain't said, forget this nonsense. I'm going to get all the hoes and all the, all the hoochie mamas I can find, and I'm finna show her. He ain't did none of that. Now, he may have, but we ain't seen or heard it. Ain't nobody came out. But don't you think about a black man.
Yeah.
Oh, you go, black men ain't vindictive, but they gonna get, they gonna be like, okay, well, you know, you go, you messing with a little 17, 18 year old. Oh, I'm finna go get me a 22 year old.
Right.
You know, so I ain't heard none of that. No. Unless he got some secrets, some sugar in his tank or some secrets in his closet that we don't know about. It's something going on. Because
somebody
did what a black man would have done.
Yeah. And somebody would have said something by now. You know, people not keeping secrets no more like they used to.
They sure don't.
We got pictures and receipts, cell phone video. We'd have seen him holding somebody's hand going in and out of a hotel room somewhere or on vacation with some woman.
Yes.
We'd have seen something. So they have been very masterful, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. But I think that the master plan is, he, if he is doing it, he letting her do all this other stuff so he can go do whatever he doing. Or he already did some stuff. And she said, you sit over there. I'm going to go do what I want to do. Say what I want to say.
Oh,
so I don't know. Yeah.
That's like them old school sisters who all of a sudden got a new Cadillac. You're like, why sister so-and-so got a Cadillac? Because brother so-and-so been over here doing some idiot had no business doing.
They've been clicking some bones and they got some pins and some cushions over there. Yeah. Something going on over there. And we from Louisiana. You know, they can put that voodoo that you do.
Girl, I'm telling you, she's got something.
She says it's something going on.
I feel sorry for him. Some people say I don't feel sorry for him. I do. I really do. I do feel
sorry. You know, piss me off that they get to, you know, go, oh, I got something to say. You throw it out there. Next, every media wants to, oh, I got to have on my show. I got to do this. And, you know, and I'm like, I don't even know if what she's saying is even relevant. But, you know, if y'all not together, then why would he go slap somebody?
Right. And why y'all at the Oscars together? And why y'all keep showing up in spaces together, smiling and shit, get us watching the movies and
y'all pulling out the books. But you know, it all started when she pulled out that book and her little son, I don't know if you saw it on social media, and Jaden, he looked and he turned to the page when he was being born. And they all started crying and everybody was there. It was the day she opened and got those books. And in my mind, I was like, you gotta have Shaletta, you are a communication marketing genius. You know it had to be a reason. Not all of a sudden this book is now in hard, you know, a hard book.
Yeah,
we gotta get it in people's hand. First thing I'm gonna think is, oh, I bet she's gonna talk about them not being together, open relationships.
Ooh,
this, that.
Yeah,
that's why I'm gonna go get that book. Yeah. She ain't Michelle Obama.
No, she's not.
Yeah.
No.
Michelle Obama, just because she a Michelle Obama. I got that book sitting over there. I ain't read. I got
three. Girl, look, I got two. I ain't read. Shit. I looked at the pictures. I ain't read it yet, but I bet as soon as it came out, I bet I had it.
I had it. And you know what? Everybody else done read it and told me all about it. I can tell you all about the book.
Okay.
It's like I read it.
Do you know anybody that got Jada's book?
Nobody. I didn't even. Only reason why I saw the day when they got the book and they opened it up, because she did it like a whole thing on Instagram. But then I forgot about it until, you know, because I've been out the country. Now I'm back and she started. I said, it had something to do with that book. Because I think it was maybe Wednesday or Thursday last week when she got the book and opened it up and was all excited about her book. Now all of a sudden, all this nonsense about her and Will. This, that. Oh, Tupac. Tupac is her soulmate. How many times have we heard that Will was her soulmate?
Girl, is she got anything else going on besides this? She's got to have something, because all she's talking about is these dudes. This woman has just forgotten about her acting career. She had a rock band. You know, there ought to be some other things in her life that, you know, could inspire her to live.
Her new job is manipulation.
Yeah.
She manipulates, and her job is manipulation. You know, she's going to manipulate this to death, then everybody going to buy into it, and they're going to either love or hate Will, or they're going to love or hate Jada, and then it's going to die down, and all of a sudden it'll be something else.
Oh, baby, I hope whatever she was hoping for, I hope she get it, because I tell you, she done drained me. I feel dehydrated. I need the damn IV drip fooling with Will and Jada right now, because they done wore me all the way out with the drama and the foolishness.
Okay, I gotta get off this phone. I got a meeting to get to.
Oh, all right. Love you, girl.
Love you too. Talk to you later.
See y'all next week.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. You know what my family and I are doing for MEA weekend? Child, we are going on vacation. And I mean a real vacation. We will not be crisscrossing the state or the country taking my son Andrew to tour college campuses. We found the right fit for him right here in the Twin Cities. It's Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. This two-year college will put him on a path to his four-year degree. With small class sizes, he'll build personal relationships. And I like the free laptops and books. At Doherty Family College, he even gets free bus fare and free breakfast and lunch. This means he won't have to take on debt to get his education. And just think, my son, a Tommy, and me, a Tommy Mommy. So for MEA weekend, save yourself some time and travel. Do what we did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu. and set up your own tour at Doherty Family College.
You're hearing about people who are coming down with a case of COVID-19, or maybe they're testing positive again. This fall, there are new variants circulating in our communities right now, so it's a good thing that there's a new shot to protect you from them. It's time to get the updated COVID-19 vaccine. Look, call your doctor's office or healthcare provider and see if you can get the new COVID vaccine there. Chances are, you can get it for free. If you can't do that, call your local pharmacy and see if you can get it there. Chances are you can get it for free. Or you can go to this website to find a free shot near you. The web address is easy to remember. It's vaccines.gov. Here's how it's spelled. Vaccines, that's V-A-C-C-I-N-E-S, then a period, then gov, spelled G-O-V. Vaccines.gov. There's a good chance you can boost your immunity for free. So don't risk getting sick from COVID-19. Protect yourself, your family, and our community. Being a teenager today is a real roller coaster ride. Up. And sometimes down even lower. An organization called Treehouse is giving Minnesota teens the support they need to build resiliency. Treehouse is a faith-based nonprofit that offers teens a safe space to share their troubles and learn healthy coping skills with peers and caring adults. Right now, Treehouse needs more volunteers. Do you have a passion to help teens? And would you like to share your wisdom with a middle or high school student who's feeling hopeless? Then sign up to volunteer with Treehouse groups meeting in Bloomington, Brooklyn Park, Plymouth, Minnetonka, and Eagan. Adult volunteers are needed as mentors, drivers, support group assistants, program assistants, and to help prepare hot meals. Lift up teens in our community and help them find hope and joy by volunteering with Treehouse. Learn more and sign up at treehousehope.org. Click on the Get Involved tab at the top of the page. That's treehousehope.org. The teens can't wait to meet you.
We are Treehouse!
We are Treehouse!
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform
You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.